We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. You know, I'm reading and listening to Governor Gelding, who is once again now going to have Virginians locked inside their homes, basically, hiding. How many businesses now? This will be the death blow. I mean, really, Ralph Northam already has a miserable, pathetic, disgusting legacy. I didn't think it could get much worse. But I guess it can. And I do wonder how many small businesses now will be forced out of business as the result of Ralph Northam's latest series of governor's edicts. I mean, what do we call them? Again, they're not laws that were passed through the House of Delegates, the State Senate. You and I certainly didn't get to vote on them. Oh, and by the way, riddle me this, your governorship. Restaurants will close by midnight, right? Midnight will be the closing time. Why do alcohol sales have to stop at 10 p.m.? What does that have to do at all with the COVID situation? Anything at all? Or is it simply another opportunity for Ralph Northam to say, can you believe I am still the flippin' governor? Man, talk about the Peter principle. It's just awful. It's just awful. Man, my head is reeling right now as I think about friends of mine who own and operate business who, according to the latest from the governor, if they don't follow every single one of these rules to the letter, guess what? They will be guilty of a class one misdemeanor. How many lawyers now are going to get some extra work? What can I tell you? I mean, it is, it's just sad. It is pathetic. Now, in the midst of all of this, I remind you about our social media dilemma that you and I have. Well, many of us have. I've been trying to figure out what to do with the social media platforms. Look, I gave up on Twitter a long time ago when I watched like 20,000 of my followers just disappear. And I was getting notes from people going, hey, why did you cut me off on Twitter? No, I didn't get rid of anybody. Well, I'm gone. And then, you know, every couple of weeks I'll do that experiment. I'll say, hey, give me a follow on Twitter and we'll get people signing up. And then they'll just vanish. So I've given up on them. Facebook, I have been more reluctant to give up on because I just haven't seen anything out there that is comparable. The closest that I have found so far is MeWe, and I am trying to see if we can make the full migration over there. Now, look, I'm not alone. Self-respecting conservative in America is facing exactly the same issue, including our friend Derek Wilburn, who is joining us now. Derek, thank you for being here.
My pleasure, JK. You know, before we go into social media, let me comment on what you just said about these ridiculous business closings. Here is what these liberals want to do. At the federal, state, or local level, they all look at this the same way. On the one hand, they want to force these lockdowns, close down businesses, shut everything down, which will have the effect of squeezing off the revenue flow into the state, federal, or local treasury. Yet at the same time, They want to implement all these new spending, social utopia, Green New Deal type things that cost hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars. So on the one hand, they're shutting down the income, the flow of revenue into government. On the other hand, they're proposing record high new levels of governmental spending. How is any of this going to work out?
Well, that's a fine question, Derek, but why should we burden ourselves with such piddly little details? Don't you know there's a revolution underway?
Well, yeah, we'll see how that works out for them. One of those revolutions is the Facebook exodus.
Yes. Yes, let's talk about that. I know you are pulling up stakes. You're getting out of town. Give everybody a sense of why you finally said, that's it, I'm done.
I'm out. So yeah. I ran and operated two Facebook pages, Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives, Black and Conservative, as well as my own personal page. Those three pages alone represented about 150,000 fans. Mm-hmm. The Rocky Mountain page, it sits at about 125,000. It has been at 125,000 for just under 4 years.
Okay.
So the first 6 years of that page, so let's back this up, say five and a half years ago. On a good week, we would add anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 new fans.
Wow.
A good post, not a great post, but a good post, would get between 500 and 1,000 comments and 10 to 12,000 shares. Okay, that's 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Today, we add between 1 and 3 new fans a week. Not 1,000, 1 and 3. And a good post will get maybe 8 or 10 comments, and if we're lucky, 25 shares. And that's the truth.
Wow.
I used to write for AlanWest.com. Mm-hmm. Alan West had about 2 million fans on his Facebook page. So a good story would get 30 to 50,000 clicks, mm-hmm. and there was a paycheck there for everybody. They squeezed that down to getting 20 to 30,000 clicks to a good story to more like 400 or 500. Mm-hmm. And Alan had to fire everybody and close the web page down.
Jeez.
Facebook literally cost me income.
Wow.
So I finally said, you know, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I rewarding this company, which clearly has nothing but disdain for me, with my patronage? And as of 7 o'clock tonight, there's going to be a Facebook exodus. I'm going to be a part of it, and I'm out.
Now, my question to you, as I have asked anybody and anybody else who is part of this, are you happy with other social media platforms?
Depends on which side of the fence you're talking about. So I put Twitter in the same bag as Facebook.
Yep. Oh, I'm done with Twitter. Yes, sir.
Twitter, as we all know, the New York Post broke a story that the American people should know about.
That's right.
I mean, you've got a candidate for the presidency of the United States whose son is a meth addict and a crackhead and kicked out of the Navy because of cocaine, somehow lands. How many meth addicts do you know that sits on boards of directors of international energy companies? That just doesn't happen. So this guy's laptop shows up, the New York Post breaks the story, and Twitter bans the New York Post. They locked the fourth largest newspaper in the country just so as not to damage their candidate of preferences, chances of winning. So Twitter and Facebook, I'm done. On the other side of the fence, I like MeWe.
Okay.
I've been playing with it quite a bit. I think that's the closest thing to Facebook that I've seen. And I've also set up Parler, which is more similar to Twitter.
Yeah.
Parler had 2 million new signups this week. 2 million.
Yeah.
And MeWe is now the number one most downloaded app in the Android App Store since last Saturday. These fools have made the bed they're going to end up sleeping in, and I couldn't be happier.
I agree with you. Now, I'm looking at it from a practicality point of view. Like you, I gave up on Twitter. I watched as 20,000 Jeff Katz Twitter followers just vanished. And then I commented about it, and then, I don't know, 10,000 got put back, and then thousands left, and then, you know, so many were put back. And every couple of weeks I'll do this grand experiment and say, hey, throw me a follow on Twitter. And people do, and it doesn't matter because in 24 hours they're all gone. So Twitter is dead to me. Facebook has been more problematic because I've been trying to figure out if MeWe, as an example, is going to be a viable alternative. Are you finding that you just said, look, we're done with Facebook. I got that. But are you finding that you are able to build the presence you want on MeWe?
Too early. The jury's still out. Too early okay. to say. So I set my MeWe up and launched it. I want to say maybe that was Tuesday, maybe Monday or Tuesday. Right now, I'm already over 400 followers. Now, okay. on Facebook, I've got 200,000. So, yeah. you know, we'll see. But if the worst thing that happens is I never get back to the level of fans, followers, and therefore distribution of my writings and what have you, if I never get back to where I was on Facebook, I haven't lost anything because Facebook wasn't distributing any of my stuff anyway.
Yeah,
you know, I'm writing columns that are getting 9 clicks, so I can broadcast a column to my Facebook family,
yeah,
150,000-200,000 people, and 12 people see it,
yep.
or I can broadcast it to 400 people on MeWe, and 12 people see it. What's the difference? At least I'm not selling my soul out to the evil empire, which, as far as I'm concerned, Facebook, it doesn't even rise to that level.
Yeah, yeah. It is just shameful. Do you agree at this point that both Facebook and Twitter are publishers?
Yes, of course they are. Okay. Well, the question in my isn't are they publishers? Clearly they're publishers. The question is, are they public utilities? So as we've seen in times past, it wasn't that long ago, it was within the lifetime of you and me,
yeah.
that AT&T was such a behemoth that the federal government finally had to step in and say, you know, you are now a public trust.
Yeah.
This you now have the ability to collude with yourself.
Yes.
And stepped in with regulators and started doing what they had to do with the same they do with the energy industry and different industries where we have reached the point of a public trust where these companies, through their decisions, can affect American households. Have Facebook and Twitter reached that? And Google? Google's a part of the evil empire, too. Have they reached that point? I don't know, but if they haven't, we're knocking on the door, man. We are
yeah.
knocking on the door.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I'm looking at it, and I'm continually amazed that Facebook and Twitter, whether people realize it or not, Derek, they are still saying they are not publishers. In fact, they continue to claim that they are simply, you know, they're simply a platform. It's no different than the public square. Therefore, they can't be held accountable for certain things. And you look at this, and the very definition of a publisher is telling me what I should or should not write. And so I posted something, just so you get a good chuckle. I hope you do. You know, right after these election results came out, there were a lot of people, including myself, who put up the old Dewey Beats Truman photo, and some other folks had put together a mock Washington Times cover with a title that said President Gore. And I thought it was very funny, and I shared it. Well, don't you know, Facebook declared that that was an altered image and that somehow that was misinformation. And I don't know if I'm in timeout or what exactly the situation is, but I thought, my God, you've got images of cats speaking. I'm pretty well versed in cat behavior and dog behavior. They don't speak. It's an altered image. Where's the disclaimer? That's what I want to know.
I've been banned more times than I can count. I collect them. I collect them. I get banned by Facebook every 15 minutes. But I'll tell you what, man, as you know, I live in Colorado. I moved here from Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. I got my master's degree at the University of San Francisco. I worked in the heart of Silicon Valley and escaped that place and came here. But I was around these people worked with these people, formed alliances with business meetings. I know all about the tech, this sector of the tech industry. Yeah. And it is populated, I would guess, to the tune of 94%. And we've seen people, Project Veritas and others, who have gone in there and exposed this. To the tune of 94-95%, these are hardcore, far-left, ultra-liberal, intolerant millennials, for the most part, who run these companies. So if they see something like two talking cats that are saying something that they don't like, these are Facebook fact checkers. Who are these people? Well, what do you have to do to become a fact checker? Is there a school? Is there a certification? What do you have to do to become a Facebook fact checker? We don't like the way these two cats are talking about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Ban it. It's what they do.
Oh, it's insanity. Hey, listen, Derek, I want folks to stay in touch with you. I still want those people to be able to access you. So you want to give us your new information for MeWe, Parler, etc.?
Parler is easy. Black Conservative DW. So Black Conservative DW, my initials. MeWe is also easy. It's just my name with a space. That's DERRICK. Space WILBURN. And for those who are still hanging on Facebook, as soon as you and I hang up, I'm gonna post my final post to Facebook. Facebook.com/Derek.Wilburn. DERRICK.WILBURN will be my signing off. The Facebook exodus is scheduled for 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. Mm-hmm. And I hope tomorrow morning the Facebook bosses look over the numbers and their jaws hit the floor over how many people called it quits.
I love it. I love it. Derek, I appreciate you being here, man. We will talk again soon. That is Derek Wilburn. We'll get all of that new information because Derek is one of the guys leading the exodus from Facebook, saying we've had enough of the bias, we've had enough of the censorship, and he is setting up shop at MeWe and on Parler. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.